So I've just returned from the Future of Web Design, which is a conference held up in London. And although it's primarily aimed at designers and developers, there's also a lot of content there that's great for website owners as well. There was a lot of talk this year about emotional design. So that's the idea of making your websites more than just usable, but you know, delighting users, surprising users, making users happy when they use your website. But we've talked about that before. There was also a lot of talk about new technology, in particular HTML5 and CSS3. Now, chances are you don't care about those kinds of technologies. You're a website owner, you're not a web designer. But you do need to be vaguely aware of them. You see, the thing is that these technologies are what the web of tomorrow is going to be built upon. And the great thing is, we can start using them now. You can start having your websites built with this kind of cutting-edge technology. Now, your concern may be that, you know, does this technology work on older browsers? And of course, your web designer needs to worry about that kind of stuff. The answer is yes. Your older browsers should be able to access and understand some of this technology that's being used. And what it doesn't understand, it will ignore. Now, this is where things get interesting and where you as a website owner may need to make a slight transition in your thinking. Because in the past, web designers and website owners have worked on the principle that a website should look the same in all browsers. So whether you're viewing it in Firefox or Safari or Internet Explorer 6 or Internet Explorer 8, it should look the same, and we've always aimed for that. But actually, with these new technologies coming along, we need to think about things a little bit differently, not just because of the technology, but also the plethora of new devices, mobile devices, the iPad, the iPhone, or whatever smartphone you're using. We've got netbooks now that are limited in their capability. So the new thinking is that you provide the best experience possible for the device that you're accessing the web on. So because there are new browsers like IE9, which is in the works at the moment, and Firefox and Safari and Chrome, that are much more intelligent browsers and able to use some of these real cutting-edge technologies, it's silly for you to hold your site back for the sake of a legacy browser like Internet Explorer 6. Now, I'm not saying that it shouldn't look good, it shouldn't look usable, and it shouldn't look attractive on Internet Explorer 6. Things like, layout, visual hierarchy, all of those kinds of things are important on whatever browser you're using. However, the little additions that these new technologies add are really largely superfluous. The things like rounded corners and drop shadows and gradients. Now, if they don't appear in every browser, that doesn't matter. You've got to remember that users aren't comparing your website in different browsers. If a user comes along and accesses your website in Internet Explorer 6, they have no knowledge that on Safari it may have rounded corners and drop shadows. They just think that's the way it's meant to look. And as long as it looks neat and tidy and is usable, why not? Because if you don't start using these technologies and implementing these things, what you're doing is you're designing for the past rather than the future. Internet Explorer 6, for example, is only going to decline in its number of users. Internet Explorer 9, on the other hand, is only ever going to increase in its number of users. So it's silly to pay money developing for a platform that is slowly disappearing. So when your designer comes along and talks about progressive enhancement, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about designing for the future, but not excluding the past. Okay, so there you go. Hopefully that's a useful tip.